This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. Afghan government representatives and Taliban insurgents met on Saturday to begin historic peace talks aimed at ending nearly two decades of war that has killed tens of thousands of combatants and civilians. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has called on the government of Afghanistan and leaders of Taliban insurgents to seize the opportunity to strike a comprehensive peace deal. One day after the 19th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks on the United States, Pompeo has been overseeing the start of ceasefire talks and spoke at the opening ceremony in the Qatari capital, Doha.
We hope this chapter is one of reconciliation and progress, not another chronicle of tears and bloodshed. We urge you to make decisions that move away from the violence and the corruption and towards peace and development and prosperity.
Ahead of face-to-face negotiations in the coming days, the warring sides have been urged by various countries and groups to reach an immediate ceasefire and also forge an agreement that upholds women's rights.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. Iranian state TV is reporting the country's authorities have executed a wrestler for allegedly murdering a man, even after President Donald Trump asked for the 27-year-old's life to be spared. AP's Zaria Shakali reports.
Navid Afkari's case had drawn the attention of a social media campaign that portrayed him and his brothers as victims targeted over participating in protests against Iran's Shiite theocracy in 2018. Authorities accused Afkari of stabbing a water supply company employee in the southern city of Shiraz amid the unrest. I'm Zaria Shakili.
This is VOA News. AstraZeneca has resumed British clinical trials of its COVID-19 vaccine, one of the most advanced in development, after receiving the green light from safety watchdogs. Reuters' Francis McGuire reports.
A major drug company's hopes of delivering a coronavirus vaccine were lifted on Saturday when safety regulators gave AstraZeneca the go-ahead to resume clinical trials. It comes as a relief for the drug maker. Earlier this week, late-stage tests of its experimental vaccine were suspended when a study subject became ill in the UK. The patient involved had reportedly suffered from neurological symptoms linked to a rare spinal inflammatory disorder. But AstraZeneca, who were working with the University of Oxford, said British authorities had now confirmed it was safe to resume trials. Governments around the world are desperate for a vaccine to help end the global health crisis. Leading US and European developers have said, though, they will not bow to political pressure to rush the process.
That's Reuters' Francis McGuire. Coronavirus infections in the states of North and South Dakota have been growing faster than anywhere else in the nation over the last 2 weeks. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Johns Hopkins University researchers say North and South Dakota have led the country in per capita cases. The states have also posted some of the country's highest positivity rates for COVID-19 tests. That's an indication there are more infections than tests are catching. The infections have been spurred by schools and universities reopening, as well as mass gatherings like the Sturgis motorcycle rally. Nonetheless, the governors of North and South Dakota, both of whom are Republican, have resisted mask requirements. I'm Ben Thomas.
Hundreds of Belarusian women on Saturday marched in Minsk's city center to continue calls for the resignation of President Alexander Lukashenko. Footage from the Belarus capital showed a large police presence at the demonstration and some protesters being arrested. Burly officers in black balaclavas and fatigues hauled women away in huge military-style vans. Security forces also detained a number of participants at similar demonstrations earlier this week. Protesters in Belarus have spent a month denouncing the results of the country's August 9th presidential election as rigged, and which saw Lukashenko win a sixth term in office. At least four people were killed and five others wounded after an explosion ripped through a food market in Ras Al Ain, a key border town in northeastern Syria. Syrian state news agency Sana said the blast occurred Saturday after an improvised explosive device attached to a motorcycle blew up outside the city's post office. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd